So you're a Millbrook girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Millbrook girl.
And it's funny when there's a nuance of a small community near a town. So for, you know, for Gord Downey is Amherst View, not Kingston. The 3 days grace guys, they're Norwood, not Peterborough. When it's somebody from far away, it makes it easier. But when you tell people where you're from, is it Millbrook or is it Peterborough or is it Toronto? Or what do you indicate to people?
Well, it depends on who I'm talking to, right?
Fair enough, yeah.
It depends on where they're from or where I am or what the context is. Like, you know, I'm from Toronto. I actually was born in Toronto.
Right.
And I grew up, I was here until I was three. And then I moved to Cavan when I was three or four. And I lived there for like a year or two. And then I moved to Millbrook and then Peterborough. So I feel like I'm from all three places for sure. You know, but my growing up, it depends. It depends, right? Because I was in Millbrook until I was like 18, but I was also back and forth in Peterborough. I moved to Peterborough when I was 17, back to Millbrook, went to high school in Peterborough, you know, moved to Toronto when I was 19. I've been here longer than anywhere so far.
I remember meeting you in Kingston. I was working down at CKWS and you would come to the front of the building and somebody scheduled an interview with you. You came in and we hung out for the morning show and there was a great humility about it. And I kind of see it across Canadian music. I think it's something that's really unique. If you talk to the Greg Keeler or Jim Cuddy or Stephen Page or the guys from, like, there's just a different spirit about it. Does that allow for a lot of collaboration, but also growth in the industry because you're taking chances and working with just good people?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most pivotal kind of points about Canadian artists in general. I feel like it's a really big, small community, right? We all kind of know each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though this country is gigantic, we have this feeling of like small town with each other, right? And community. And I think the most important thing in the world is to, you know, not in the world, like that's very intense to say, but I feel like, you know, being able to have relationship and be in community with people and have mutual respect and, you know, realize that we are all equals here in our world. And I feel like a lot of musicians in this country really see that. And you're going to run into somebody like, again, you know, it's like you're going to see that person. So, yeah, it's important. And it just feels better. It's better for your heart. It's better for your soul. Like having a good hang with someone and just being able to be open and meet them, you know, eye to eye. I feel like pedestals are really weird, right? I feel like there's a lot of that in like kind of Hollywood vibes or whatever. But most really famous people that I've met are pretty awesome and pretty grounded and pretty centered and pretty together. And like the only thing that pedestals kind of do is take you away from being close to people and make you feel lonely and you know, bring you further away when all we're looking for is to be together and to feel less alone, you know?
There's some real wisdom in what you say there. And I love the fact that kind of the first show of the summer for you is this Peterborough Music Fest, because Millbrook Music Fest hasn't quite got there yet.
Is there a Millbrook Music Fest?
No.
It's no. Okay, because like I mean, if there was one, I'd be super into going. Like actually, yeah. Like one of my first shows when I was a teenager was like at the mill, like at the pond, and it was kind of like a daytime festival, but I think it was just me performing.
Just days after you do this, Peterborough, you're doing the Nova Scotia thing, you're doing the Newfoundland thing, you're doing the BC thing, so it's certainly going to be coast to coast to coast. When you look out and see the hundreds of people that you know at a home show like this, are those the ones that are the most exciting, or are those the toughest ones to do?
I mean, it depends. I've played Music Fest, I think, like 7 times, maybe more. And Hometown shows, I feel like the lead up to them is always more scary than other shows
Right.
because you do know a lot of people, and a lot of people know who you used to be, right? And so we're all changing all of the time, you know, like all of the time. There's so many nuances to our lives and things that have happened in between where we used to be and who where we are now. And it can be difficult being in front of a crowd of people that are remembering, you know, who you were. You kind of go back to that place. It's like, it's almost like I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was reminded by this thing that a teacher told me once, where it's like you can take any, you know, any person who has really developed some sort of skill, or even like any sage or any sort of teacher, or any like person who's really manifested something really great in their life, and bring them back to their family, and they forget everything. Like they forget everything that they've learned. And so, yeah, there's that, but then there's also this feeling of, at the same time, you know, two things can be true at the same time, where there's this feeling of like, wow, like this is actually the reason that I am where I am is because of where I came from. And Peterborough was such a huge part of my life as an artist. It was where I first discovered that I could actually be an artist
Right.
as a career, right? Like I was in so many different bands, and I was in like the Silver Hearts and the Weak Knees with like Dave Tough and Greg Roy and Bo Dixon, and I was in Slips and the High Fives with Bo Dixon, and I was so influenced by so many people that are there that made what I had always dreamed of a reality for me. And so there's that too, right? So I'm really excited. Excited, nervous, all of those things. Because I also haven't played a show since like October, because I took off like the last 8 months or whatever, which I've never done before.
How nice was that?
Yeah, it was weird actually. It was weird because I love, like, it was nice, but it was also like, I love playing music so much. And I missed it. I was like, oh, it's good to stop doing something to know that, you know, it's like Joni Mitchell said, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. It's important to miss things. But I sure did a lot of writing in that time, and a lot of creating and a lot of dreaming, and I'm feeling very like filled up and excited to get back to it.
I know that a lot of people are excited. There's going to be 10 to 15,000 people in Peterborough for the show launching Saturday night. Serena Ryder joining us here at Quinny News. I really appreciate you taking this few minutes to chat with us. We really look forward to seeing you on the stage.
It's my pleasure. I'm so excited to rock out with you guys and to see everybody's faces. And yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. My full band's going to be there. And shoot me some social Instagram messages. Let me know what your requests are. I'm super down with that. So excited.